Quote Wizard, which is a lending tree company, they came up with a report on housing fears in America. One of the things they found, nearly 25% of Americans are worried they are going to face either foreclosure or eviction in the next 2 months. Nearly 40% of people in Maine, Rhode Island, Arizona, Colorado, Wyoming, they're worried about losing their homes. Some of the other findings, nearly 18% of renters, 7% of homeowners are worried they will soon lose their homes. 6% of people are behind on their mortgage payments. Rhode Island, Louisiana, Arkansas, they have the highest numbers of people facing foreclosure. Then we have Maine, Arizona, Colorado with the highest numbers of people facing eviction. Looking at Maine just as an example, which tops the list, sadly, and believe, well, not every topic, but certainly significant. 6.4% of people in Maine at risk of foreclosure, 4.7% behind on mortgage payments, 70.2% may be evicted in the next 2 months. If you look at Arizona, 4.5% looking at foreclosure, 4.1% behind in their mortgage, and 40.8% are looking at eviction. New Jersey's numbers, well, they're not stellar either. 7.1% at risk of foreclosure, 8.3% behind on mortgage payments, and 13.1% facing eviction. Related note, we had a small group of New Jersey landlords suing Governor Murphy and his administration over what they call an unconstitutional executive order that's allowing renters to help cover missed monthly payments with a security deposit. These are landlords in Gloucester and Cumberland counties. They claim the state mandates, notably the security deposit exception, is an unconstitutional and bald power grab that threatens the livelihoods of small property owners who are also struggling financially during all this. There are 70,078 eviction notices filed against renters in New Jersey. That's since last March. As far as the eviction moratorium, that stays in effect until 60 days after the public health emergency is declared to be over, but tenants can still accrue back rent under the order, and landlords may continue filing eviction proceedings in court. That's a dual problem housing advocates are fearing could result in a huge number of evictions, literally the day that the order is lifted. We have a new bill sponsored by State Senators Brian Stack, Ron Rice, Teresa Ruiz. It's S-3691. There's a companion bill in the Assembly, A-5685. It includes an additional $750 million in rental assistance and would end the eviction moratorium early on July 31st of this year, though that date could be pushed back to the beginning of actually 2022. One of the purposes of that, all that extra unemployment money was so that people could pay the rent or the mortgage, but well, apparently not everyone got that message. Just as an additional reminder about reality, we have 21 states who are going to prematurely cut off the unemployment bonus. Supplemental benefits not supposed to be expiring until September 6th of this year. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, let's see, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, we got past the NEW, so New Jersey, not yet at least, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming are all stopping the extra benefits some point over the course of the summer instead of waiting until September.